this week on the Time Bat Show. Well, it's perfect for the family, right? Because it's like, Dad wants a burger, little Susan wants fish chip,
whatever they serve at Long John Silver's.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show. I'm your host, Time Aces.
And I'm your host, Bats Axe.
And we're on episode number 70 today.
Woo!
We'd like to thank our listeners for coming out today. for coming out to the show.
Thank you for joining us, listeners and friends, for listening to our show today.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, thank you for coming, or whatever. The word I'm looking for is listening to the show. We appreciate you very much.
Yes.
We have a lot to talk about today, I feel like.
Yeah.
The big update, because we start our show with the big news. We have like a thread running through the last few episodes of the show.
Yeah, and we've been talking about this for weeks now.
And we have a news update. Bats Next, take it away. What's in the news today?
So in the news today, over the past couple of episodes, you may have heard us talking about a cheater.
Cheater, pumpkin eater.
He's a man who faked a lot of old video game world records for Guinness and an old scorebook called Twin Galaxies. His name's Todd, the King of Video Games Rogers. I guess he's not really the king anymore, but because he got banned from Guinness and now he's not allowed to.
He's the jester.
Submit records.
The Joker.
Yeah. So Todd Rogers got banned from submitting video game world records after having the longest video game running video game world record ever.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd Rogers, back in his video game heyday,
was a referee. Sure.
Yeah, he was a referee for this organization called Twin Galaxies.
So that's now
keeps the world records.
So now there's some controversy over whether or not he was like a fair referee.
Yeah, was he an ethical ref? Because if you've ever seen the documentary King of Kong, it's a really good documentary. There's a man with long hair that sells hot wing sauce who has, or had at the time, the world record for Donkey Kong.
And yes.
The person who confirmed that high score was Todd Rogers.
Gasp!
The person who, you know, was under investigation for cheating, who's, you know,
Todd Rogers.
He faked his scores.
So you could say that this is one giant conspiracy.
It could be.
Like, no one in old video game world records has actually made the scores that they said they have.
I mean, maybe some of them have, but think about, okay, so Billy Mitchell.
The King of Kong.
Yeah, the King of Kong, Billy Mitchell, highest score on Donkey Kong, allegedly.
Sure, allegedly.
Your day trade is you sell your hot wing sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And maybe
I think he runs a restaurant too. But yeah,
there's probably a restaurant too, but I think it's mostly the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe your hot wing sauce isn't doing so good.
Maybe you're having a rough hot wing sauce year.
So what you do is you call your friend Todd Rogers and you say, "Hey,
that you know from back in the day."
Yeah, maybe you play Donkey Kong, you know, here and there. Maybe you're actually pretty good at it. You're not the best, but you're pretty good at it. So you call your friend Todd Rogers and say, "Hey, I want to fake the world record for Donkey Kong."
The what? You want to do what now?
I want to fake the world record for Donkey Kong so that people will buy my hot wing sauce.
Oh, man, that can be arranged. Let's go to the Play Palace, 6 p.m. on Tuesday night.
In Orlando, Florida.
It would be in Orlando, Florida.
It really is. No, I think it's called like Play Place or Play Palace. I think it really is called Play Palace.
Oh, I love how I just guessed it.
It's in Kissimmee, Florida.
It would be. It would be in Central Florida. Like, if anywhere this went down, it would be Central Florida. Because, like, they're not. It's not, like, a crime, but it is, like, really sketchy and weird. And Central Florida is prime real estate for this to be happening.
Yeah.
In. If you've ever been to Central Florida, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
It is the weirdest place on the planet. It is separate from reality.
It is weird, because I think it's part of the reason is because there's so many theme parks there. So, like, to live around Central Florida, you have to be kind of a special person to want to live there, like, willingly, you know? I went to college, part of college in Orlando, and it was just, it's just a strange place, you know? Yeah. It's just a really strange place. But anyway, Kissimmee is, like, the little suburb outside of Orlando, which all the families that don't want to live in Orlando live in Kissimmee. Also a really weird place to live, because it's like, because Orlando is so good, I want to be near Orlando. I'm going to choose to live in Kissimmee. But anyway, so they went to the Play Palace in Kissimmee. And how does the referee thing work? Do they just have him playing and then a judge, a ref, and then he confirms it and then sends it in kind of thing?
The way it used to work back in the day is if a ref said you did it, then you did it. You don't need a video or...
No confirmation. These days, you need, like, a bunch of things, I feel like, to, like, confirm
records. Yeah, to get a world record.
Yeah. So, we're thinking that Billy Mitchell called his buddy. They went over. He played it. Maybe he got the high score. Maybe he didn't. And then Todd Rogers was like, yep, Twin Galaxies, we're good. We got it. We got the biggest record ever. And then that's happened. It was done as done.
And then his hot wing sauce took off.
And then they made a documentary about him.
And then it took off even more.
He really, like, there are people out there that I feel like that if they sniff, like, an inkling of possible fame, they will, like, ring it out, you know, and be like, I'm, like, riding this wave as long as it goes, you know what I mean? And I feel like this guy, Billy Mitchell, is one of these people.
Yeah. Have you seen a picture of him? Or
yes, I've seen the documentary. He's a great-looking man.
Yeah,
like
he is. I mean, he is.
He's, I mean, I wouldn't say great looking, but like a very interesting character of a man. Like, you know? I mean,
okay, so think about everyone else in that documentary. No one else is wearing a suit. They don't have nice hair.
He stands out so much. Like, incredibly much. And everyone, like the guy he competes with is just like a middle-aged guy that like really likes Donkey Kong. Like, I don't know. He stands out a lot. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, there are certain people that if they, like, get a whiff of, like, oh, I could get famous off of this, they just, like, go real hard at it. And I think that's what he did here.
Probably.
Because, like, he got the Donkey Kong world record, and then he's like, okay, that's, like, fame, but that's not, like, really fame. That's, like, that's something else. And then, like, he did the King of Kong thing, and I bet you... Like, he probably realized while they were filming it that he was going to be, like, the villain of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would have done if I was Billy Mitchell is I've been like, all right, I'm going to ham up the hell out of this.
Yeah.
And, like, become the villain. Because that makes people remember you a lot more. And then after that, he, like, actually got famous. And we're talking about him right now because of the documentary and because of the controversy and stuff. And, like, if the documentary never came out, this controversy would still exist, but nobody would care. Like, it wouldn't be nearly as interesting.
And think about this, too, though. Maybe he knew somewhere down the line that he'd get found out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe he knew.
Oh, yeah.
So he thinks, okay, if I really play up this villain card, they'll still love me. Like, can you blame him?
No, I mean, this is what I was thinking about the other day when I read this news. I was like, oh, man, they need to make a follow-up documentary to The King of Kong. And people would totally watch that because they want to know the story of how Billy Mitchell cheated and, like, what he has to say about it today. And that's kind of playing into his hand of, like, being famous. You cheated, but you're famous? Like, he doesn't care about the records. He just wants to be famous and sell hot wing sauce. Like, that's all he wants. You know, and like, I would totally watch that documentary though if they made another one.
Yeah.
You know?
I do not think less of Billy Mitchell for cheating. I think it's cool that he did that.
He's kind of smart in a way.
Yeah.
We're not really. Yeah. I'm not going to say.
That's a huge conspiracy to trick Guinness, to trick Twin Galaxies.
He didn't really do anything illegal though.
No. He like ruined a guy's life though. You know the guy that was like actually playing in the documentary?
Yeah.
He like ruined his life.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. But oh god. Some villains you like love to hate and it's just like that's him right there. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't follow up documentary on this. Especially if they come out of the angle of like a cheating conspiracy within the video game thing. Mm-hmm. In and of itself, that's not super interesting, but if you frame it, like, with the Billy Mitchell thing and how he's such a character and stuff, I think you could really get a lot of people interested in that. Because he's such a weird man. Like, he's such an interesting man.
He's so cool.
He's really weird. If you ever want to come on the show, Billy Mitchell, we can work that out, I think.
Yeah, we're big fans. Come on the show. We will promote your hot wing sauce.
We should get both him and Todd Rogers on here at the same time.
I don't know if they would do that.
Well, I would be interested. Reach out to us, contact at timebetshow.com, as if they're like listening to this podcast right now. Wouldn't it be cool if Billy Mitchell was a fan of this podcast?
That would be my favorite, yeah.
Who would be... This is a non sequitur. If you had to choose one person in the world that's alive right now, they don't have to be famous, but they probably would be, to be like a fan of this podcast, who would it be?
I don't think it would be Billy Mitchell.
Well, I know. I'm just saying it would be cool if he was. But who would your, like... You're like, oh man, that would be awesome if this person was a fan of this podcast.
Maybe Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino.
That would be really cool.
He could like call in and be like, hey, I can't do Quentin Tarantino. But he has like that accent. He's like, hey guys, I'm Quentin Tarantino. He doesn't really talk like that. Why am I doing that?
He has a funny voice.
He has a funny voice. It's like, hey, I'm Quentin Tarantino. Have you seen my new movie?
I can't do it at all.
But it's like, you know, it's like weird. It's like, have you seen The Hateful Eight yet? It's 3 hours long, but it's really good. And you're like, oh, yeah, that is good, but 3 hours is a long time for a movie. So Quentin Tarantino is your choice. I don't know who mine would be. Maybe, like... Hideo Kojima or something like that.
Hideo Kojima would be awesome. Guillermo del Toro would be awesome.
Guillermo del Toro. Yeah, anybody like that would be... Like a weird artist person would be... Yeah,
anyone cool and creative.
Yeah, cool creative man or woman would be really cool. So the other news that happened this week... This is like way down the list of news. I mean... Billy Mitchell is like tier one news. This is like tier two. This is tier like four. The Super Bowl happened over the weekend. How did you enjoy that?
That was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're rooting for the sports
teams? I
didn't
see it, and I don't know what happened. But.
Yeah, I actually can... I'll confess I didn't watch it either. You probably would have watched it if the Jaguars were in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. I would have been super excited about
because
it, too.
Yeah, you're from North Florida. The Jaguars are big in North Florida, obviously. And the Jaguars never win anything, ever.
No, they're not a good football team.
They're a terrible football team. But people in North Florida are very diehard fans of the Jaguars, the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I remember growing up in that area, like, there were people that, like, regardless of how bad they did, they'd come back the next season and be like, this is the year. It's going to happen. And this is it. And it sucks because, like, I feel like they deserved their time. They deserved it to get in the Super Bowl, but they just didn't, you know.
But, I mean, I don't know very much about football, but...
But you know...
The game they lost to the Patriots, there was some suspicious ref activity going on.
Oh, there always is in this Patriots games.
Yeah.
Sorry if you're a Patriots fan, but
yeah, our bad.
Whatever. I wanted the Jaguars, but I didn't watch it because I didn't have any stakes, and I was like, I don't care about the Eagles. I don't care about the Patriots. Yeah. They could both tie for all I care. It doesn't matter to me because I don't really care for either of those teams. If it was the Jaguars, I totally would have watched it. But you know, whatever. Anyway, the Eagles won and they beat the Patriots. So
I think that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like the Patriots that much, so. Like I said, I don't really watch football that much. I know enough about football to like hold a conversation with somebody, but that's about it. You know, because I watched it growing up, and like my family loves football.
Yeah, I watched it occasionally growing up.
But it's not something that I keep up to date on. They're like, how about that game? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it was good, but I didn't watch it. Like, I know how it works. I know how the game works mechanically, but, like, I don't know what's happening currently. The storylines, as it were. And
I read
and
this that. Article once from... So the Patriots has, like, a chief strategist guy, and he's apparently a really secretive guy. He kind of, like, stays in the shadows and makes all their plays.
That's cool.
And they have a secret telephone line that goes to him during games because he doesn't like to show his face publicly.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I read a interesting article about how he does statistical analysis on all of the running and all these neat strategies he comes up with. That part is really interesting to me. But
I bet he's like in like a basement. He's watching like TVs like all the time of like old plays and stuff.
I imagine him with, you know, like 24 monitors in his room watching like 24 games of football at once.
He's in like a dimly lit room in like the basement of the Patriots like headquarters. Okay. Yeah. He's got like 20 CRTs. Like they're old. Like
yeah, they're CRT
they're
monitors.
From like the 80s.
Yeah.
And on each one is like a different game from a different team that they're going to have to play at some point. Mm-hmm. And he's like watching and analyzing. And then he's got on a wall, he's got this big like crazy wall with all these charts and stuff. And he's got like the
red tape that goes everywhere.
The red tape and like the yarn that makes the connections and stuff. And it's like, oh, this guy's relying on this guy.
He has an abacus for some reason that he uses.
And he's got one of those old like accountants like calculator things.
Yeah, it does.
With like the
That's how he comes up with the plays.
I don't even know what those are for.
It's Why like would you ever want that?
It's cool. He's like, and then he has like the lever, right? And it's like, and then it prints out the thing or whatever.
Yeah,
and
he would never need it.
Maybe he's calculating like player numbers or something on it. And he likes
numerology. Yeah.
He's very like, he doesn't like new technology, and he's been doing this for a long time. So he's really good with like this old stuff. So he's like, no, I don't want a computer. I don't want your smartphone. I'm going to use what I know how to use and crunch these numbers, you know?
Yeah. He has an old DOS computer that runs on the command line.
Right.
And he makes ASCII art of like.
I kind of imagine. Okay, you know Samuel Jackson's character from Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
He's like that, kind of.
That's who we're talking about.
Yeah. He's like a chain smoker.
I think he should have an eye patch too, though.
Just because. Like no one has seen him in years. Like the only person that talks to him is like the head coach. He like walks down like once a week and he's like, how are we doing? And he's like, good. He's like, all right.
Gives him like a cooler full of sandwiches.
Yeah, and then he like hands him like this week's like update on the strategy or whatever. Yeah. And like, he's like, thanks. And then that's it. That's their all communication.
And VHS cassette tapes,
right? To like watch that, like some intern has to like transfer to like a DVD or something.
Yeah.
So the head coach can actually watch it because no one has a VHS. I love how he's like such a character now. We've invented this character. But yeah, he uses all the old technology, so like he's so good that they're like, well, we got to put up with this bullshit because that's what it is.
And that's what I like about football.
That weird part about it. Would you want to be that guy?
No.
No, that would be a hard job. You'd have
it's
to
a
really
lot of work.
You'd have to really love it and love math
and like hate everything else
and those accounting calculators. Like, and sometimes they're like, hey, you want to go to the game? And he's like, no, I'm busy. Like, he never watches football live. He just watches...
Yeah. The game is too slow, and his brain works too fast for
him. Oh! And that's why he has 24 games working on his... Like, watching at once.
Because
like
on fast
he can,
forward,
he
too.
Can watch...
Yes, he's watching the ball.
He can, like, take it all in, like, at once.
Have you ever seen that movie Short Circuit?
Yes.
With Johnny Five?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He watches the VHS tapes in fast forward.
Yes, yes. It's like that.
That's how he does it.
This guy's like beautiful mind man now. Yeah. You know, what's his face? The hell is the guy from Beautiful Mind? No, Nash.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, John Nash.
Yeah, he's like that. He's like looking at all the formulas and like, I got it. I know the strategy. We just need to put the running back on the other side or something. I don't know. All right. I have a weird news story for us today.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. So, officers in Scotland, last Saturday, they were in Peterhead, Scotland, and they went to a ramp for driving ramp. You know, they call them ramps in Scotland. I don't know why.
What's a ramp?
It's like
you Like it's a half pipe.
No, it's like, I think that's what they call like highways or something, on ramps. I don't know. Okay, anyway, yeah, that makes sense. It's they call it a ramp. I don't know why. But the place is called, these are the most Scottish names ever. So the city is Peterhead, and the place is Grubb's Barn. I don't think it's an actual barn. I think that's the name of the road. It doesn't really make it clear, though. Anyway, so they are dispatched because they are responding to, there's like this fearsome-looking cat that's sitting in the middle of the road. So the police go, and they realize that it's a tiger. And
in Scotland.
It's in the middle of the night, so they don't get too close, and they kind of wait and see. And 45 minutes pass, and they realize, like, after one of the officers, like, slowly creeps up to the tiger, who's just sitting there, that it's a stuffed animal of a tiger. And then they're like, whoops! And then, the best part is they're just, like, immediately, they're like, they post it to Facebook. And they're like, LOL! Whoops! So
he had us in a standoff for 45 minutes.
A 45-minute standoff. I mean, it's not really a standoff because the tiger.
I mean, you know, they were ready. Like,
oh, they were ready.
They were ready.
But I don't know. How do you not realize it's a stuffed animal? Like, it doesn't look like it's even a big tiger. It looks like, I mean, it's, it looks kind of like one of those stuffed tigers you'd win at like a Dave and Buster's or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not as big as a big tiger, but it's not like a small little, like, teddy bear size.
It's one of the 10,000 ticket tigers.
Yeah, you would need to play a lot of skee ball to get this tiger.
45 minutes is a really long time.
I know, right? To that's not realize like, that?
Like, I feel like I would have figured that out, like,
in like 3 minutes? Yeah.
Maybe
like
five.
Three, like, five max, you know? Especially if it's, like, not moving. It's like, hey, why is the tiger not moving?
It's like, I don't know. I've never seen a tiger before. I don't know why I talk like an Australian in Scotland, but whatever.
Oh, we have to do, we're doing British. We should be doing Scottish. It's like, oi, why is the tiger there?
Oi, look at this bloke in the middle of the road.
I don't know. I've never seen a tiger before in my life.
See, you're I'm doing Australian it. Again.
Australia, you said bloke and it threw me off. Okay, you just have to do Australian, you gotta think of Sean Connery. So you're just like, hey, why is this tiger in the road here? What's this tiger doing? What is this tiger doing at Grubb's Barn?
I can't respond.
Johnny, what's this tiger doing at Grubb's Barn? We have to figure this out before they have our bobbies.
Do you think it's moving?
No, it doesn't look like it's moving at all. In fact, I think it's taking a little willy of a nap. I don't know what any of those words mean. Anyway, so it took them 45 minutes, and then they realized it was a stuffed animal. I don't know who realized it, but I'd be pretty embarrassed.
Do you think maybe, you know how there's like a lead policeman and there's his subordinates?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think maybe the subordinate policeman didn't want to speak up because they thought that they
were... Oh! So like the Sean Connery cop is like, why is your tiger not moving?
Make a perimeter.
And the other cop's like, sir, I don't think it's actually... He's like, make a perimeter, call in the National Guard. And like,
call in the National Guard.
Whatever they do in Scotland. Yeah, he made a big stink about it. And they're like, I don't want to say anything.
He's like, okay.
I mean, that's possible. I mean, there's plenty of jobs which, like, you know the person in charge is wrong. But you're like, I can't say anything because I don't want to be the one that taps him on the shoulder and says, that's a stuffed tiger.
Stuffed tiger.
stuffed, you say? Yeah, so, I don't know. I think it would take me 3 minutes to realize that.
Yeah.
But again, this is the UK. Maybe they don't have a lot of tigers over there. I don't know.
I don't have a lot of tigers over here, but...
But you could tell it's
I know one. A stuffed animal tiger sitting in the street when I see one.
It's like, oh, that's a Dave and Buster's tiger right there. Like, I can tell.
Okay, so, if I were to see a tiger, I would not immediately even if it was a real tiger, I would assume it was fake first. The tiger would have to do something for me to think that it was real.
Right, because, like, why is a tiger in the middle of the road completely still?
That should never be the first stop in your brain, is, oh, it's a real tiger.
Maybe the commander or whatever just watched, like, National Geographic or something.
Yeah.
And he, like, saw a bunch of tiger attacks, and he's like, oh, we gotta be extra careful here with this tiger. I don't know. Who knows? Do you want to get into some listener stuff right now?
We had two listener questions today.
Yeah, thank you, our listeners, for sending us questions.
Thank you, listeners. So the first listener question comes from Gio on Twitter. Thank you, Gio.
Thank you, Gio.
What do you do with stickers? He says that he randomly gets stickers sometimes and has no idea what to do with them. Do you put them on stuff, laptops, computer cases? Do you throw them away? Do you keep them because they're too valuable to throw away? Or
this is a great question, because I have a lot of stickers, like, from stuff that's, like, cool. But I don't know where the hell to put my stickers. Do you have the same problem, or do you not really get stickers?
I don't usually get stickers.
Okay.
Usually if I get a sticker, it's because I did something like voted or got blood taken.
Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
You buy a new computer, and it's like a brand you like, and you get a cool sticker with it. No, this is cool. I don't know where I'd put this, but it's cool. You don't really want to put it on the computer because that's tacky.
Yeah, I don't want to seem like I'm repping a brand.
Right, but you don't want to put it on your car. That's like even more tacky. Like, I'm not going to put Dell. Not that I buy Dell, but you don't want to put that on your car. Another example. You go to like a little convention. I did this like 2 years ago. Went to some convention. They had these cool Metal Gear stickers, like, of the characters in Metal Gear Solid. And I was like, it was like $5. I was like, I'll buy this. This is cool. It's in my closet. I never used it for anything, but it's cool, you know? But, like, I want to put it on stuff, but I have no idea what to put it on.
Yeah, you can't, like, put it on your wall.
You can't just put it on your wall. That's weird.
It'll never come off.
Yeah. Too. And also, you have stickers on your wall. I'm not, like, a 12-year-old boy here. Like, I put, like, art on my wall. I don't put stickers. And then another example, like there's a record store I like in town. They have free stickers. They're really cool looking. I took them and I'm like, okay, this is awesome. But what do I do with this? Like, I don't know where to put it. And then I like bought a new bass and I got a Fender sticker and I was like, this is a cool sticker, but I don't know what I'm going to do with this. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. There's a lot of stickers you get for free from like brands that you like that you would like to stick on somewhere, but I have no idea where to put them. So,
When I was a kid, I used to have a, you know, one of those cork bulletin boards?
Yeah.
I used to have one of those in my room, and every time I got a sticker, I would put it on there.
See, that makes sense.
Usually it would be a skating sticker. Like, you would buy a skateboard or a helmet, and it would come with this super cool...
They did them a lot for, like, surfing stuff, too, I remember.
And it would be, like, No Fear, or, like...
Yeah, like, Billabong had a lot of stuff like that. Yeah. Like, whenever you bought a shirt from Billabong, they would, like, give you a sticker with it or whatever, I remember that.
And those were cool stickers.
They were really cool, because they had really cool designs and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I had one of those Billabong stickers. They had they have the Swirly logo, right?
Yes.
I think of some of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I had stickers for that. And then I bought this cool surfer hat. It was like Rip Curl or something like that. And it came with a sweet sticker. But yeah, I think I put those on my wall or something. But this was like back when I was 13. Like,
yeah, I don't know if that would be. Maybe get a cork board and just put all your stickers on there and have it up in your kitchen or something. And you can keep your keys on it or whatever.
That's a good idea, actually, because I actually have a cork board on like in like my foyer. Using a fancy word here. Nice. And the corkboard has, like, a key thing, and we put our keys there. And we do have some stuff in the corkboard. Like, we have, like, some tickets, like, memorabilia stuff.
Food menu.
Yeah, putting stickers there would make complete sense.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good idea. I could put my stickers in there. So there's your answer, Gio. Get a corkboard, maybe.
Yeah.
Alternately, you can put them on your car, but I don't know I don't know how I feel about car stickers, honestly. Bumper stickers.
All right. This is how I feel about car stickers. You either need, like, 200 of them or zero.
you gotta be that guy.
Yeah.
Like, the guy that has, like, a million
Yeah, stickers. It's like his Facebook wall is his car.
The best thing about that is, like, if you're driving behind somebody that has that's like that guy, you like know like 50% of like how their brain works. Like in that moment, you're like, I know who you are now. Like I got it. And like part of me kind of respects that. It's like,
I love that.
It's like, cool. Like I can walk over to you after you park, and we could have a conversation. And I couldn't run. I wouldn't run out of things to talk about because I know all the things you like now.
I could talk to that guy for hours,
right?
He probably has like some really garbage things that he thinks,
right? But. Because most of the time, the people that have all those stickers are a little out there. But it would be a fascinating discussion.
He's got like a picture of an AK, and it says "Come and take it." Oh, he's got the "Don't Tread on Me" one, and he's got all the Heritage one. Those are usually the people. But.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
Yeah,
and he's got like all these like quotes that like don't really make a lot of sense, but he like has them all there, and he probably has the conspiracy pyramid thing.
Yeah, with the all-seeing eye.
Mm-hmm, and it probably has a bunch of music like band ones that he likes too.
Yeah, he probably listens to Fish.
Don't judge him, but he probably.
I'm
does.
Judging.
You're right. He probably does. And the Dave Matthews Band or whatever. Yeah. Those two. But you could have a conversation with this guy for a while. Like, if I was a more outgoing person that wasn't afraid to talk to strangers, as I am normally, like, I would really like, I would talk to weird people all the time.
Same.
Like, that would be my number one thing that I would do. Like, I feel like other people that are, like, really outgoing, like, oh, I don't want to talk to weird people. I'm going to avoid that. I'll talk to a lot of normal-looking people. If I was an extrovert, which I'm totally not, I would do the exact opposite. I'd be like, never talking to boring people. If you're a weird-looking guy in, like, an Arby's parking lot, I'm going to go up.
1,000 stickers on your car.
I'm going up and having a conversation with you. That's what's happening. So,
yeah,
I guess I respect a 1,000 sticker guy. And he's in, like, an old truck, you know?
Yeah, old like, truck.
Yeah,
or, like a van. Like a dirty van.
It's dirty no matter what, right? Yeah. It's like, it's an old vehicle in some way. It's like from the early 90s. Or he's got one of those like Trans Ams, you know? Like it's really 80s looking car. Like, it's so 80s, you know? He's got like one of those. And he like restores it or whatever. Anyway, Sticker Man. I mean,
huge,
I kind of.
Huge respect for Sticker Man, though, because having stickers on your car makes your life harder. Because cops are going to pull you over. No, people are going to key you.
People are going to be like, I don't like this guy's opinions key. You should never key somebody for their opinions, by the way. Unless they're really, really, really. Well, no. Even then, you should never do that.
Yeah.
That's that's very ballsy.
If he parks that car where he works, like if he works in an office, he's going to be talking to HR.
Like people will know, like, oh, that's Jerry. He's got those weird opinions about stuff. You know, avoid him. Like, that's ballsy. That's like...
I'm the exact opposite kind of person. If I have a weird belief, no one will ever know about
it. No one will know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I like to surprise people with the weird opinions I have, because I have a lot of weird opinions that people don't expect. But at the same time, I, like, tread lightly. Like, I don't...
You're not going to put a sticker on your
car. I'm not putting a sticker on my car. I'm not going to share that with random strangers. Like, if we're close enough, I'll be like, all right, I'll tell you this about me. And then they'll be like, oh, I'm so surprised. And I'm like, okay. But, like, at that point, I trust someone enough, you know, to reveal these personal opinions. I'm not naming anything, but you know what I mean. But, like, I would never put a sticker on my car, because then Joe Schmo, anybody would know that and be like, hey, I don't like what you think about blah, 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 you know. And you're like, sorry, you know.
I hate Fish and the Dave Matthews.
They're so bad.
Why do you listen to them?
I had a college roommate that would not stop listening to them. I almost killed myself. Yeah, exactly. Look at that. So that's the hot topic that we picked.
I like Dave Matthews Band. I'm not going to put a sticker on the car, though.
Do you like the Dave Matthews Band? Do you?
If he's on the radio, I won't turn him off.
Dave Matthews is weird because, like, Dave Matthews is, like, the exact kind of music that I should like in theory. But in practice, I'm just like, I don't know.
I would never choose to listen to it, but if Dave Matthews was chosen, I wouldn't.
Maybe that's my problem. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, this music sounds like something I would like. And then, like, I tried it out in, like, college or high school or something. And I was like, I'm going to try listening to Dave Matthews Band. And that was a mistake. I was like, nope. This isn't what I want. But in theory, like, it really jives with my inclinations musically, you know? They've got, like, that fish thing going on, right? It's similar, in a way.
Boring.
They're not boring. They're just boring. Meandering is a good,
is a good word.
But I like meandering music. Like, I like the Grateful Dead.
It has to be interesting. The Grateful Dead is interesting, though.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
They're very psychedelic, and Dave Matthews is not.
Dave Matthews is like, if you took the Grateful Dead, and then we're like, all right, we're going to do that. But every album is going to have at least 2 radio hits on it as well. So, like, if you just, like, made it more vanilla and, like, blander, you know, that's the Dave Matthews plan. And maybe that's why I don't like him, because they're, like, they try to, like, still be, like, oh, we're, like, a jam band, but also we're kind of bad. Like, we don't do anything interesting. If you like Dave Matthews Band, I'm so sorry. You have the right to. I'm sure they're great if you can get into them, but I can't. So there you go. I listen to a lot of music these days though. I'm doing a 50 album a year challenge. Okay, I'm trying to listen to
50 album a year.
Yeah, I'm trying to an
album every week.
So let me just tell you, this is a non sequitur. I didn't want to talk about this, but we were talking about Dave Matthews Band. So the challenge is listen to 50 new albums, not new, like new to you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like albums you've never
heard
before.
For the first time.
For the first time, yes. Over the course of a year, and do 50 of them. And so I was like, oh, I can do 50 over a year. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to split it up. I'm going to listen to 50 albums that come out this year, and then I'll listen to 50 albums that come out, you know, in the past. And I was like, that'll be hard to do, because 50 albums, new albums, is really tough. 50 old albums, I can get through. It's been a month, and I've already listened to 55 albums.
Jeez.
No.
So you're almost done.
I am. I'm done with the old ones challenge, and I'm not close to the new ones.
Yeah, it doesn't... If you've already finished the old ones, then you're not doing so hot on the new ones.
I've only done 5 new ones. Because, I mean, to be fair, it's kind of a trickle, you know? It's a lot easier to listen to 50 old albums than it is to new ones, because, you know, new stuff comes out every week, but it's like, you know, 10 things, and one of them is decent or whatever, so it's like, I think I'm doing good with the new ones in the sense that I'm doing, like, 1 new a week, and I'm keeping pace with that, you know, but anyway, so that's an off topic, but I didn't realize I could listen to so many albums, but apparently I can, and none of them were Dave Matthews. I'll just put that out there right now.
Although you should make that the 100th one.
one of Dave Matthews' albums.
Yeah.
Fish is also another band I could never get into, but what are you going to
do? I don't like them.
You don't like them?
Anyway, we have another listener question.
Okay, what's the other listener question? So do you like fish? That's the question.
Okay. No, I don't like fish.
I was pretending that was the question.
Yeah.
What's the question?
This one's from Brow on Twitter. Hello,
Brow. Thank you, Brow.
He asks, what is your favorite Jean-Claude moment? He's speaking of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
The movies, yeah. I mean, there are a lot, right? If I had to pick the most obvious one, it's the part in Bloodsport where he yells, you know? Like, everyone knows that scene, and it's really great. And he's like, bah! You know.
And he shakes his face with his tongue out.
It's just so good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, there's a lot like that. What's your favorite one? There's a lot of dancing in Jean-Claude Van Damme movies.
He's an interesting dancer.
He's an interesting dancer.
I don't know if I'd call him a good dancer.
I'm trying to remember what movie. I think that's over the course of like 2 different movies. I'm trying to remember which movies they are. Because there's one where he's like dancing.
Fighter.
He doesn't dance in Street Fighter.
No, but he's in it.
He is in Street Fighter. There's one where...
Okay, I have my favorite Jean-Claude moment.
All right, what do you got?
In Street Fighter, after they get the stealth boat.
Oh my god, this movie's so bad.
God, why did they have a stealth boat?
Because they did. You don't remember that from the games?
Yeah, so the military has a secret stealth boat in Street Fighter the movie.
Of course they do.
And they're not going to let Jean-Claude drive it. because it's too dangerous or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he gives a speech, and he's like, I'm going to take my boat, and I'm going to go kick Bison's ass. And then he gets in the boat and goes and kicks Bison's ass.
And that's your favorite joke.
I love his speech.
That's great. That's real great. Oh, man. All right. I like it. I like where you went with that.
Yeah.
That was kind of a dark horse one, because I feel like other people would pick other movies, but Street Fighter is like the worst Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
But I actually just can't think of any of those other movies except for Bloodsport.
No, whatever. Bloodsport's the best one by far. All right. Thank you, Bro. That was a good listener question.
Do you want to get it? Do you want to do some would you rathers?
I would love to. Let's go. You have them all today, don't you?
Yeah.
Man, we're kind of running low on time. We got to hurry this up. Go quick.
Rapid would fire. You rather shit a sandwich or piss a cool hat? quick.
I feel like shitting a sandwich would be easier to do, right? Right? I mean, pissing a hat would hurt, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, shitting a sandwich would hurt too, but it's like, depending on the shape of the sandwich, it already might be shaped in a way that, you know, it could leave your
body easily.
Yes. If it was a sub sandwich, easily.
That's giant.
Yeah, but if it was like a small sub, the shape of the sandwich, give me a sub sandwich, easily shit that out. No problem, you know?
The I don't shape know about works. No problem, but...
But a club sandwich or a Reuben, no, that would be hard. Right? Because it's blocky, you know? That'd be complicated.
It's terrible. I can't know.
What? Don't you agree? Do you disagree with my reasoning?
No, your reasoning is sound.
Would you rather piss a hat?
No, of course not.
Because that would, I don't know how that would leave your body.
You would have to get surgery.
Unless you pissed it out, one fiber at a time.
Oh, that's even worse.
And it, recombined into a hat on the other side. But that sounds even worse, doesn't it? That's a grueling process. That would take, 45 minutes. That'd be a grueling process.
Do you Oh, I don't want to say it. Do you pee out a thread and just keep pulling on it?
No.
You know how you get a thread in your sock and you
I just don't keep no. pulling no, it? No, 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 no. Okay, No.
I'm sorry. We shouldn't have done that.
You just pull it on. Oh, God. Next question. I don't want to think about that anymore. Oh my God.
Would you rather eat the street or lose a lawn burger?
I like this one. It's an obvious answer is lose a lawn burger, because I don't want a lawn burger to begin with.
Yeah.
But I think we should modify it a little. I think we should ask, would you rather eat the street or would you rather eat a lawn burger?
That's a better question.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So when I'm thinking of a lawn burger, you know those sod pallets you can buy from the hardware store?
I was thinking of the same thing.
It's like that with a bun.
I was thinking of the same thing. It's like a nice hamburger kind of bun.
Yeah.
And it just has the sod on it.
You know, it would probably look pretty good.
No, it wouldn't. It would be grass and dirt.
I know, but I think it would look cool if you made that. That would be a good magazine picture or something.
What would the before, though? What would the reason for that?
Maybe it's for veggie burgers.
What? This is not appetizing people to eat veggie burgers.
Yeah, but...
our veggie burger tastes like the lawn!
I don't know. I think it would make a cool picture.
It would be a cool picture. It could be a Time magazine cover, and it would say the rise of vegetarianism.
Yeah, right? See, that's
right?
How you do it.
Boom. There's a picture of a burger, and there's a lawn in between.
Yeah, the article also mentions how cows contribute to greenhouse gases because they're flatulence.
Oh, so it's a big sweeping article.
Yeah.
I like it. We need to take this picture, send it into Time, and be you got your next cover.
This is it. I'd rather eat a lawn burger, yeah.
You'd rather eat a lawn burger than the street?
Yeah.
What if you only had to eat, like, part of the street?
Or a whole pallet of lawn burger?
Yeah, a whole, sod pallet of lawn burger versus, a bunch of gravel from the street. You know what I mean?
Like a handful?
Yeah, like a handful.
I think I'd still go with the lawn burger.
I feel like I would too. I think you could digest that, right? Yeah, like grass is something.
Just gonna get
a grass is something you could eat and not die.
Yeah,
rocks you'd probably have to get your stomach pumped. So,
or you'd have just a lot of distress later.
I think you would. I think you need your stomach pumped. All right, yeah. What else we got?
Would you rather naps in a submarine or get laid by your best friend?
Nap in a submarine?
Or get laid by your best friend?
I would rather nap in a submarine.
Nap in a submarine. No offense to you. But.
No, it's fine. I've never been in a submarine before.
Same.
So, I mean, napping in a submarine sounds kind of cool. You know? That's an easy question.
Yeah, that was easy. I just thought that was really
funny. One and done. Yeah, I wonder what the percentages on that one are. You know,
I wonder if it would be telling.
I feel like, well, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, their best friend is secretly someone that they, you know, right? They
like. I mean, that's how it is in movies, but I've never.
Oh, it's real. Really, it's real. It? Yeah, I think so. Right? Right?
Have you ever had a best friend that you secretly wanted to get?
No, not personally, but it's there. I've had a. I'm not gonna.
How do you? Okay. How do you?
This is a dangerous conversation to have.
Yeah, it is. How do you have a best friend that you want to do that with? And like,
what do you mean how? Okay, continue your thought. I'm sorry.
Right. So you have your best friend, and you have your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
How do you have a best friend that you want to do that with while being with someone?
That's what if you're not with somebody? I'm not saying personally I do because I don't. But you could potentially be a person that's single, right? That has a best friend that you're also secretly attracted to. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess you could.
That's my point. That's all I'm saying.
I think you would know though. You can keep that stuff secret in a fictional setting, but people know.
That someone else is attracted to them? Think so? I don't think. I think people could keep that a secret pretty well. You could go years and years and years. I mean, that's what the whole friend zone concept is about, right? I mean, I've never been in a friend zone before, but I imagine that's how it works, right?
Yeah, I guess that word would mean that this happens.
That's not necessarily best friend, but, that's still a friend.
That's still a friend, yeah.
That you're I'm interested in. But they're nope, we're just friends. You know?
That's true.
So I think it's definitely possible.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of people that maybe want this then.
See? You, just because you haven't experienced it personally.
Yeah.
And I haven't either. Yeah, I don't know. I think Oh, go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, how about some Reddit questions?
All right, let's go. Was that all the Would You Rathers?
Yeah, that was all of them.
All right. I'm ready for Reddit. Reddit is bad today. I didn't find anything that great.
How about this was submitted by Dr. Scientist 812.
Oh, good username.
What great product slogan would be terrible if used for another product?
I mean, a lot of slogans would not work in other scenarios. Okay, so, you know how McDonald's used to have I'm loving it?
Oh, no.
That wouldn't be good for, a lot of things.
For a lot of things.
what? It wouldn't work for, most things.
Phillips laxative.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
I'm loving it. It's mineral oil.
Phillips laxative is my favorite example, though. Because it would say I'm loving it on the bottle.
Yeah.
And it would have a person smiling.
Thumbs up.
And thumbs up. They're I'm loving it.
Phillips laxative. I mean, they probably are if they're having trouble.
I mean, maybe they would.
They would be loving it.
They are loving it. We're judging it too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I don't know, I'm loving it. Would be bad in most things, I feel like.
Yeah, anything not food, you shouldn't be loving.
No, like a lawnmower. I'm loving it. I'm loving this new lawnmower. I don't know. That's the slogan that immediately popped into my head. Trying to think of others. That's what I got. That's what I got.
Okay. How about if this was submitted by Stephen Kai 69? Mm-hmm. If Reddit existed in Star Wars, what kind of Reddit posts would there be?
Well, that's a good question. I feel like there would be a lot of posts on, like, how do I fly a starship? How do I get into the Republic Army or whatever? Well, that's too obvious.
I think the conspiracies would be cool, the conspiracy pages.
Oh, like, the rebels are not on our side. It's blah, 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 blah. That kind of thing?
Maybe, like, so there would be, like, force atheists.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be really outspoken and wear fedoras.
And they would and be like, they would have their own Reddit page.
Yeah.
Force atheist, that's what it'd be called. r/force atheist.
Force atheist.
Oh my god, that would be the worst subreddit in the world.
Be like, what are you saying? You can lift rocks?
It's not real. They'd be like the flat earthers of Star Wars. Because, like, it's obvious in Star Wars that the force exists. Like, anyone can know that. But they're like, no, it's actually the magnetic pull of the world and gravity and stuff. And there's a lot of magnets and, you know, moves and stuff. And yeah, that's what happens. Force. The force doesn't exist. And they'd be really sad. They'd probably become force atheists because they...
Because they weren't gifted
they the weren't, force. Yeah, they don't have the power.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, like, a kid growing up, like, bullied them who had the force.
Yeah.
And then they're like, ever since then, they're like, ugh. You know. And they became force atheists. Can't force atheism. I like that. I mean, that would be 100% would be a subreddit.
Yeah, that would be there. There would be a lot with, you know, if you're on the Imperial side, like a regular civilian, there would be people that sympathized with the rebels.
Yep. And vice versa.
Yeah.
Do you think there would be, like, a Reddit page for every planet in the Star Wars universe?
r/Tatooine.
Yeah. r/Alderaan, whatever.
Maybe. All right, do you remember Maple Story? This is a tangent, but
it's fine.
Do you remember Maple Story?
Yeah.
So if Maple Story existed in Star Wars, I don't know how I'm going to put this together, but I was just thinking.
I'm ready.
All right, so the market in Maple Story is like 500 people standing in like a 10 by 10 area.
I remember, yeah. And you had all their usernames.
Messages.
Yeah. I remember.
And the person with the tallest chat box or the longest message was like, that was prime
real estate. That was on top?
Yeah.
So is that Reddit in the Star Wars universe? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that's it.
So this raises an interesting question, okay? Let's say in the future we go into space and we meet other civilizations and we want to make a combined, like, universal internet kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
How would that even work? Because there's so many new sentient life forms out there using it. There'd be so much information. It would be impossible to sift through all of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's all text. If you could get the same, you know, character encoding, like if you could encode whatever their language characters are.
Glorbinsklobin.
If you could put that into ASCII somehow.
And then convert it to English. But my point is, that's just a lot of, I'm not saying like it would be hard to interpret. I'm just saying the size of the internet we have right now is because we have the Earth. Now, multiply that by however many other planets are out there. You see what I'm saying? And like, that's a lot more stuff. And like,
it's a big internet, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really big internet, and I don't know how you'd like, I don't know, that just seems fascinating. Like, would you have like, okay, this is the Earth's internet, and this is Mars's internet, and this is, you know, Alpha Centauri's internet, or whatever.
Maybe that's how you get galactic citizenship. You have to have a big enough internet that you would be considered an asset.
So you'd have like a universal internet council or something?
Yeah,
and then be like, "Yes, you have enough. You have enough information on your internet. As a society, we can accept you into the Galactic Citizenry Program."
Yeah, maybe. And you know the So that council of the, you know, the big leagues, the big wigs, that council, they're like the Google people. They have the search engine. They're the ones that make it possible to
They can communicate across the universe.
Yeah.
And they can actually coordinate all this data together.
Yeah. And once you do join the galactic internet, like once the human civilization joins the galactic internet, they're the ones that, okay, now they're Google can search into your
galactic internet. And maybe when you're into Google, you can select what planet you're Googling, or you can Google all of them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So you could be like, I want to look all the internet. Oh, I just want to look at Earth's internet right now because I just worried about Earth, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, that's just a big commitment because now the whole universe can learn literally everything
about Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that's like, maybe that's your way to galactic citizenship. We were all thinking here like, oh, it's going to be like when we reach, what's the word, singularity or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. When humans reach singularity, then maybe the aliens will be like, oh, you're ready to come into the intergalactic civilization. But no, maybe it's just our internet needs to reach a point where we've basically listed our entire history and our like thoughts as human beings on this thing called the internet, and now it's big enough that like we can become part of the community.
It's kind of being part of their distributed network would make the internet as a whole bigger, the universal internet.
And that's what they want. Like they want that to happen. But they don't want to give it to us too soon because they want to make sure that like
it would be a waste. Yeah, we wouldn't be helping them at all.
We wouldn't be helping. Yeah. They want us to reach critical mass, and then we become part of their system. This is a very interesting way of looking at like evolution of a species. Because if you think about it, like eventually, given enough time, everything humans ever think will be on the internet. Probably.
Yeah, I think that's already
maybe not probably, but. Not necessarily everything they've thought in the past, but everything they think in the future, eventually, probably all going to be on the internet. And then when that happens, we've kind of reached the point where we have reached kind of singularity because all our thoughts are on this, you know, digital thing. Yeah. And at that point, the aliens would be like, hey, we know all about you now because of the internet. Thank you for that. And we've decided to accept you into the intergalactic community, you know.
You may now search the big internet.
Bing, and it's done.
Just Bing it.
Bing would be their search engine. Like, like once we got accepted, like Bill Gates would be like, "All right, guys, I know you're using your own thing, but we've got
this.
We've got this great tool on Earth that everyone uses. It's called Bing, and it even sounds a little intergalactic already."
Yeah.
And he would like pitch it, and they would be like, "Oh, blah 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 blah, Bing, gosh, blah, blah. Bing."
That's going to become the new universal internet engine.
Bing,
Bing,
Bing. Just Bing it. The intergalactic community's search engine. The universe's search engine.
The truly search universal.
Truly, Bing, the truly universal search engine.
Solution, not engine.
Solution.
Search
solution. The truly universal search solution. And it's got like, and this is how Bing will get a leg up on Google. They will, once we join the internet community of the galactic whatever, the galactic brain or whatever the fuck it's called, they will take steps to figure out how to translate all that stuff, like before anyone else. And like that'll be their top priority, like translating. Yeah. And if they do that, then they've made it, you know. It's like, Google what? No. I need to be able to search the intergalactic internet. I gotta use Bing.
This is kind of unrelated, but I had an idea. I don't think this would work right now, but I think in the future this would work really well as a product or subscription service.
Uh-huh.
So, on the internet, you have, you know, every message board, forum, chat community that's ever existed. Mm-hmm. There's logs of all that stuff.
Yeah, so
I think what you could do is take, for example, the entire history of Reddit.
Oh,
just take Reddit. Yeah. Just take Reddit all of it. And what you do is you play it back from the beginning to end and let people re-participate.
What?
Wouldn't that be fun?
That's wild.
So you could go back to 1980.
Holy
and
shit.
You can't converse with the people that were back then, because there are.
But you could read it as it comes out.
Yeah, and you
could have. So it's like you're living it.
Yeah, and you could have. You could invite your friends into the same time period as you, and you could all talk about this, you know, in line with.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be fun?
So it's like you're replaying the news, basically. Like, as it happens.
So much funner, though.
Like, but as it happens, though. Like, it would be like. Like, if you took, like, 2016 or something, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like, started at the beginning, and you got to the end, you'd get the whole presidential election.
Yeah.
And, like, imagine doing that 100 years in the future. It's like, what's going to happen next? Like, oh, my God, did you see what happened there? Like, ah.
Yeah, like that's, oh, let's go on 4chan. Let's see what really, they're saying. Oh, my God, really, this is terrible.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. So, I mean, to put it into context, imagine you went back to, like, 1 AD. And you need to see, like, the fall of the Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, see what everybody's saying in real time.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like that. It would be like so that. Fun.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Someone needs to make some kind of thing that does that. That would be really hard to make, though. But it would be awesome.
Super hard.
It would be like a history of humanity after the internet was invented. Like, you could basically watch, like, humanity, you know, like, history play out.
Yeah, if you wanted to see the Oscars in 1984, you could just, you know, put on Reddit the night of the Oscars, watch it on your TV while you're talking in the replay of the internet.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Someone should make that. Bing will do that. That's Bing's thing.
Bing, get on it. That's a really good idea.
I mean, Bing needs a way to break out. I think they need to do Galactic Internet. They need to do, like, the replay button thing. Like, those two things... They'll secure themselves as the galaxy's go-to search. What do we call it? The intergalactic...
truly universal truly search
universal solution. Universal search solution, thank you. Yeah. T-U-S-S. TUS. As it were. We maybe have time for like one or two more. Do you have any good, really good ones? If you don't, it's okay. I have
like, if people were food, what food would you be?
Oh my god. I guess I'd be like... corn or something.
Corn, that's the worst food to be.
Why is that?
Why would you? Why? Who would pick corn? I mean, I like corn, but
it's the first thing that popped into my head. Hey, you're right. Now that I think about it, like, what the hell is that? what would you be, Mr. Smartass?
I don't know, like maybe celery or...
You'd be celery?
An onion.
An onion. I could be... What?
Yeah, an onion maybe.
I could be an onion.
They're kind of sweet, kind of spicy.
I can't believe I said corn. The problem with that is, like, there's, like, a lot of pieces in corn, and, like, why? Like,
it's a that big doesn't, mess.
That doesn't mean anything. Onion's kind of interesting because it's, like, there's layers to it, you know, like a human. Yeah. Oh, it's kind of, like, sweet but kind of bitter, you know. It's like, oh, there's some, like, themes going. Corn is just, like, I have a lot of yellow pieces that fall off. That's what it says about me. Oh, God.
No, that was a perfect answer.
Okay. Do you want to get into some trivia?
Sure, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Your categories today are food, animal, and animal two. Because I got two animal questions, so I couldn't help it. Your lifelines are 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 40-second Ask, 50-50, Monty Hall, Phone a Friend, Ask Rando, and Rhyme Time. Oh, we never did our trivia jingle. It's trivia time. Oh, I like that. Anyway, what lifelines would you want? Do you want?
I gotta go with Bing, 10-second Bing.
Bing and it's done.
It's topical.
Bing and it's done.
And I'll go 50-50.
Just Bing it. Yeah.
And ask a rando.
All right, let's do it. Are you ready for your first question?
Yes.
All right. What? Oh, I was about to do the Beatles used question again.
The Beatle is back.
The Beatle is back. If you haven't watched that episode or listened to that episode, listen to the Beatles back, like, immediately.
Yeah.
All right, your first question is food. What was the United States' first fast food restaurant? Was it A, McDonald's, B, A&W, C, Arby's, or D, White Castle?
It can't be McDonald's, can it?
Why?
Well, because that's the obvious answer.
Maybe it can, maybe it can't. I don't know.
I'm gonna... I wish I had picked Monty Hall, because I know it's not Arby's.
What? What do you mean it's not Arby's? Arby's is great.
I'm gonna 50-50 it.
I had to put Arby's in there because, yeah, you know, it's Arby's. You're gonna 50-50 it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm eliminating Arby's and White Castle, so it's either McDonald's or A&W. Great.
I knew it was one of these.
You're welcome.
A&W is... like, they have root beer, which is old. Right?
I love this logic. Root beer is old. Root beer, like, I don't know what it is about root beer, but it just feels old-timey, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like old-timey root beer. You realize we've had root beer in the modern age longer than it's ever been old-timey.
Yeah.
Isn't that a weird concept? Like, it was only old-timey for, like, 20 years, and then we've had modern root beer for, like, 100.
It's
so weird.
When you go to the fast food restaurant, though, you're not picking root beer.
You mean at Al the Fountain?
Yeah, no one picks root
beer. I feel like if you go to A&W, you do, because you're like, well...
Because
yeah.
It's yay oldie.
Yeah, it's yay oldie root beer.
You have to have the root beer there. You
gotta get the root beer at A&W. But no, I'm not going to McDonald's and getting root beer.
Yeah.
No.
And it has no caffeine in it, which isn't...
Right, which is a shame. Well, fun. I think Barks does. But anyway...
Anyway, I think I'm going to go with A&W, and my logic is because root beer's old.
Root beer's old, so is A&W. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
A&W is correct.
Yes.
Well done. I didn't even know A&W had fast food restaurants for a while until, like, I saw one in, like, college or something. I was like,
I've seen one. They're usually attached to, like, Long John Silver's or gas stations.
That's how you know their quality. When they're attached to a Long John Silver's or gas station. Sometimes both.
Yeah.
Like the top, the like it's number...
one-stop shop.
The number one place to eat would be like a gas station. One side, A&W. Other side, Long John Silver's.
You can go get your fish patty and then your root beer. And...
Well, it's perfect for the family, right? Because it's like, dad wants a burger. Little Susan wants... fish chip
whatever they serve at Long John Silver's. I don't know what's there. I've never been there. I'm afraid to go.
I like how I was like about to say something about like what you'd get and I like drew a blank because I have no idea what they serve either.
That place is scary.
I'm guessing it's like fish sticks, I'm guessing, but I don't know. Can we talk about how, like, Long John Silver's is, like, the most frightening fast food restaurant in the history of mankind?
It's because it's seafood.
Fast food, seafood. Like, how do you expect not to get sick after eating Long John Silver's?
For one, look at the name, Long John Silver's. Like, even if it was good seafood, I wouldn't want to eat somewhere named that.
You wouldn't go to Long John Silver's?
Yeah.
Do you think Long John Silver's is like the name of a guy? Like a pirate or something? Like, I'm Long John Silver.
Long John. That seems like a weird name for a guy.
I don't get the name, is what I'm saying. Like, McDonald's is named after some guy named McDonald's, right? Mm-hmm. Arby's is named after some guy named Arby's. Burger King is obviously Burger King.
Some guy named Burger King.
I'm John Burger King. Welcome to Burger King. No, but like Long John Silver's, like it kind of sounds like a pirate name, like, you know,
yeah,
Davy Jones or whatever. Like, I'm Long John Silver, right?
I don't know what Long John's supposed to mean. There's only one thing I can think of.
Well, Long John is like a pant, right? Like, isn't sure. that a thing? Long johns or pant? Oh, you were thinking of a penis.
Oh, long john, like the garment.
Okay. Yeah. You were thinking like...
I was thinking of a penis, yes.
He has a long appendage. Like, that would be the best pirate name. Like, his name is like something silver, but like he has such a big penis that like people call him Long John.
That's a good pirate.
Like, the problem with that, though, is, like, people would have to know that he has such a large member, which means he's, like, flaunted it. Like, like on the ship, he's like, crew, gather around, gather around. Gather around.
He gets drunk on his rum and starts doing stuff that he shouldn't.
Gather around and look at my long John. Oh, God. But no, I feel like it's a pirate name, Long John Silvers.
Mm-hmm.
Either as a pirate with a long schlong, or a pirate that wore long johns.
Yeah.
But anyway, Long John Silver's frightens me. I've never been. I kind of want to go one day just to see, but I feel like I'm past the age where I can do that, like, and survive. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
go ahead. I was going to say, I think you either eat that when you're a kid and then you're okay with it as an adult. Or that's not something you just try at 30 for the first time.
That's not a 30-year-old food you just try. Yeah. Like, that would have been a perfect place to go, like, being a drunk person in college or something, right? Like, let's try Long John Silver's. Yeah, let's try this. Like, my body could bounce back, right? Yeah. But not now. I don't think I could, you know. Just creepy. Like, did they deliver the fish every day? Or do you think they just, like, have fish and then it's like, all right, this fish will be here for 2 weeks while we make all our fish sticks or whatever? Do you think they use all the same fish type?
Probably.
Like, they don't have, like, bass or anything there, right? Like, you can't, like, choose what fish you want, right?
I don't think you're going in and, you know, they have a fishmonger set up and they've got, like, here's the snapper and the grouper.
Like, you go, like, oh, would you like the mahi, sir?
You go in and you're like, fish sticks, and like, do you want that broiled or blackened, and do you want the mahi, or would you like the grouper? We have a lovely cobia today.
No, I think it's just fish.
This is some fish from somewhere.
Yeah.
What's the guy, you remember the guy at the stores, they have like fish sticks, and they're like, frozen, and you can get them at the grocery stores, and they have a guy, like a mascot, and he's like a guy with like a blue coat and he's like a yellow hat. You know what I'm talking about?
Has he got a red beard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know him.
What's it? I forget his name.
I don't know his name, though.
I think I'm getting him confused with Long John Silver. Like, they're the same. I don't think
Long John Silver is a human avatar.
Mm. He should, though, right?
He should.
I mean... All the big fast food restaurants have human mascots.
McDonald's has the clown.
Let's invent Long John Silver really quick. We don't have a lot of time, but I feel like we need to do Long John Silver a favor.
He's a dirty man.
Dirty.
He's wearing overalls.
He has a long beard.
Yeah.
Is he a pirate or no?
I think he's a pirate, but I see overalls. He looks like a farmer pirate.
Okay, so he's half and half.
Yeah.
He's a retired pirate. He's now a farmer.
Yeah, true.
Okay. He still has his pirate hat on, even though he has overalls.
And he's smoking a pipe.
Smoking a pipe. And he has a long beard. Is it, what color is his beard? Black, red, what do we got?
Probably gray, right?
Gray beard, good. He's like an old, grizzled kind of guy, right? Does he have
He looks well-shaven, though. He takes care of himself. Like, he's not...
like, he trims it? Like, you don't want him to be disgusting, because this is the mascot of Long John Silver's.
Yeah, you
but you got it. But he has to be believable enough that he's a pirate, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe he's got, like, a Jack Sparrow kind of thing going on.
He's a peg leg. That's how you know.
Okay. That's how you know he's a pirate?
Yeah.
Okay, so he has a peg leg. But maybe he's got, like, a Jack Sparrow thing going, like, he's well-groomed, you know? Yeah. He's just a pirate. Farmer pirate. What? And he's
pointing down at his long john. No, he shouldn't be doing that.
It's a kid's restaurant. Everyone come in. It's a family establishment. I feel like he's holding a fish. Like a nondescript fish. And he's smiling. And that's Long John Silver.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You did it. All right, last question. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
We have two more questions to go. Holy crap. Sorry, running out of time here. All right, your next category is animal. What is the only mammal that can't jump? Is it A, the rhinoceros, B, the elephant, C, the giraffe, or D, the hippopotamus?
I think it's the hippopotamus.
Yeah, you're just going to go for it?
Yeah, I'm going to go with hippopotamus.
Final answer? Hippopotamus is incorrect. Oh, but they can actually jump. The elephant. Elephant can't jump.
Dang.
Sorry. I don't even know if hippopotamus is a mammal. I just put it in there.
It has to be a mammal.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is. But I guess they can jump because this specifically said elephants are the only mammals that can't jump. I mean, I guess it makes sense. Animals are really big. Or elephants are really big.
I mean, hippos are really big too, though.
That's true. But elephants are bigger. I keep saying animals.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready for your last and final question?
Yes, I'm ready.
What is a female pig called? Is it A, a swine, B, a sow, C, a boar, or D, a molly?
I think it's a sow.
Think it's a sow?
But I'm going to bing it.
You're going to bang, bang, and it's done. Hold on, I need to get timer out. Timer, here we go. It's going to take more than 10 seconds to actually set the timer. Can I edit it? Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1, bing.
A male pig is called a boar. A female pig is...
You're out of time. What do you got?
A gilt if she hasn't had piglets, or a sow if she has. So I'll go with sow, final answer.
Sow is correct. Good job.
Awesome.
I guess I didn't read about gilt, but whatever, it's fine. We got it. You did 2 for 3.
This was from veganpeace.com.
Oh, they're like explaining pigs because they don't want you to eat them.
Yeah.
Well, tough luck because pigs are delicious.
Yeah.
I have to say. We have time for maybe one more question before we end.
Okay. Do you have any over there?
I have a relationship question.
Let's do that one.
Should I inform my coworker that she's beautiful? Or is it none of her business? I have an obvious answer to this one.
No.
I'm going to say no. Don't do that, because that's creepy and weird, and you should probably keep that to yourself. Don't do that. Don't ever do that.
Wait, so what is...
That's the question.
What's his end game here?
I don't know what their end game is. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, just nonchalantly be like, hey, by the way, you're pretty hot. It's like, thanks, Jerry. Go back to work.
So, I mean, he's thought about step one, but, like, what step after that is supposed to be good?
Like, anything that would come out of this would be awkward. Like, I can't see this any way that isn't awkward. Yeah. You know? Unless he immediately after that plans to ask her out. There's no...
No, that's still not...
Even then, you should just skip this step and do that one, right?
Yeah.
There's no, in no way is this the right step to take in any capacity. I just thought I would share that one because it's funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
I don't know. All right. Who's our sponsor today, Best Snacks?
Our sponsor today is going to be... How about...
Long John Silver's.
No, it's not. It's Mr. Reggie's Lamb Shanks and Kebabs.
I love good kebabs and lamb shanks.
Mr. Reggie, he makes the best kebabs.
The best in the business.
Yeah.
It's only good if it's Mr. Reggie's.
Yeah.
Wow, that was like 3 slogans in one. Remember, when you've had a bad day...
Go outside and play.
That's been the Time Bat Show. I'm your host, Tim Aces.
And I'm your host, Bat Snacks.
Good night, everyone. Drive safe.
Drive safe.
Bye. Bye.